Thank you, sweet Jesus, for opening my eyes to the beauty all around me and the great love you have for us all. Oh, Lord, I've been so blind, caught up in my own insecurities, not even noticing the feast you set before my eyes. How amazing is the Lord! He has put me in a dreamy paradise just to pray and enjoy the stunning beauty he's created. In the meantime, Ezekiel's eyesight is failing him, but more and more he sees into the unseen realms and finds himself suspended between heaven and earth. Last night, heavenly worship was all around him, and yet he was lucid here on earth. No matter what he talked about or did last night, he was fully aware of the colors, sights, and sounds of heaven. This holy gift was given to him after the time of an extremely painful episode with his body. Heart dwellers, I must tell you, watching and hearing him suffer this way has truly brought me down into a deep sadness, and I have sought Mary's intercession, knowing that she has experienced this with her son. And yet Ezekiel does not die, but over the past 2 years he should have died scores of times. Rather, the Lord brings him up and out of it and bestows heavenly gifts of sight and sound in the normally unseen realms. I have struggled to even function when these episodes happen, and then a strange state of numbness sets in, which I have to fight my way out of. Please pray for us. It is very difficult to feel totally empty without a clue, and yet be so concerned for you, because I feel I have nothing to share. Finally, last night, we got down to the brass tacks and discovered that this malaise that I've been feeling is an intercessory burden for Bishop Jim's wife, who is now in a coma in hospice care. Please pray for Jim and Jimelyn, his wife. She has seen more medical crises in her life than anyone I've ever known, and miraculously come through them all, really witnessing to the doctors. But now she is only skin and bones, and truly I beg the Lord to relieve her of her suffering. All of you who are praying for our nation at this critical time, please know that when you encounter any kind of suffering, you are being given an opportunity to offer the inconvenience, pain, and trauma for our president and the nation. So please do not grow despondent if contradictions just seem to spring up out of the ground. As long as your conscience is clean and you have nothing you are aware of that offended the Lord, you can, I believe, count these sufferings as Simon's cross offerings. Lord, I long to hear from you and to thank you for the beauty you've surrounded us with. Jesus began, "My Claire, you fret so. Even when you suspect these painful lulls are offerings for others, and that is why I have given you a husband who can see what you do not see. How blessed are the souls that are equally yoked in matrimony. You have one another to guide and comfort you, and yet I see your heart, Claire. There is no comfort for you in the beauty of this world if you feel distant from me. I am here to tell you that I did create this unusual weather and stunning beauty to bring you comfort. Do not sadden me, dear one, by failing to recognize this gift. I am so relieved that you acknowledged this last night as the moonbeams came through the skylights. Truly, this is a precious and beautiful room that much prayer for the nations will go forth from. Stop condemning yourself, Claire. You have legions assigned to you to fill your head with thoughts of failure. Night and day, they pound you with lies that you are useless to me. Stop repeating these lies. When you say, I feel so useless to the Lord, you are parroting these demons who have been steadily eroding your faith in your mission and the gifts I've given you. They are assigned in rounds to torment you with thoughts of uselessness and failure. Their entire agenda is to erase all hope from your heart and mind. all hope of creating music, teaching, serving, and loving those who long to know my love. You must put on your helmet of salvation and cloak of humility. You must use my words to counter their lies. You must keep slogging through this malaise as if it didn't exist. I cannot guarantee you relief, because great things are done through this suffering. But I can guarantee you success, if only you will fight your way through with my holy promises to you and the very reality you are living in. These assignments of uselessness and sense of wasting your life up here are all designed to send you away from the mountain, to discourage you and the core group, and send you back to the city where you will be forever occupied with trivia. I need you to believe, Claire. This Placita is anointed from heaven for prayer, and no one can ruin the reality of that. Ezekiel is just now connecting with heavenly provision granted to this location, and those who connect with this anointing will carry it with them when they leave. It is a mystical gift to my body. Nurture and protect it, beloved. There is a history far greater than you are aware of in this place. Many prayers have gone forward from here in past centuries, and it is no mistake that I have planted you here, and that not far away is the place called Sipapu, hole to the underworld. This is a holy mountain, but those who come here will be tested to their very limits to persevere. Lord, what about creating music? Cleave to me, beloved, and together we shall do this. My mother also is cheering you on and looks forward with great yearning to the songs you've begun that need to be finished. Press in. The prayers of heaven accompany you. Press in. And now I wish to address you, my precious heart dwellers, and tell you how pleased I am with you for not being fickle and wavering from this channel. I have brought you here to mature you and lay the groundwork for communities yet to be born. Here you will experience all the wiles of the devils in action as they try to sway Mother Claire from her course. Here you will see how the enemy gets a foothold into the souls who are called. Here you will experience my wisdom in dealing with souls who struggle. This is to be a community founded on transparency, honesty, humility, love, and faithfulness. Littleness and humility are not being taught in many popular churches, and as a result, they will disintegrate in chaos when the enemy pulls out all the stops to kill a congregation. However, those of you grounded in humility and love will succeed in healing divisions and setting down a solid foundation, even one to carry you through the tribulation. Lord, what have you to say about the next 10 years? Because Lana Vassar has spoken about this. Jesus continued, "This is a time of laying foundations, not of buildings, but of holiness. What is done within the next 5-year time period, if done properly, will carry many through the tribulation." Lana did not say that you would all be here for 10 years. I told her that these are times to set foundations for the movement of my spirit throughout the decade. The time frame of 5 years that I gave you still stands. What I meant by that was that you, my precious ones, have 5 solid years to create and give life to your dreams. So please get busy and ignore all the lies and debilitating tactics of the enemy. Truly, those of the darkness are intimidated by the mighty force of Christians who are arising to take back what is rightly theirs and bring the world to repentance, digging out the wells of revival all the way back to the first century. What is false will be proven false and removed. What is true shall also be proven true to those who have ears to hear and are not blindly following trendy denominational Christianity, but seeking the deeper truths all the way back to my beginnings of the church. Those shall have the truth. My people, remove from your hearts and minds the traditions of men that stifle my spirit and have twisted or omitted my words from scriptures. Go deeper, go deeper, go deep. Do not settle for any man's version of the faith, no matter how impressive the denomination. Men have corrupted the faith I handed down to the fathers and mothers of the church. You who have listened to the lies and misrepresentations of my word, you who have courted false doctrines in order to preserve your income, all of you, repent, for the time is coming when I shall no longer tolerate the lies, and your people will abandon you for those teachers who teach the entire scriptures and not just what supports their ideas of the Christian faith. There is a great divide coming to my body, those who tolerate error and those who do not. My spirit is moving to bring back to my people the true faith entrusted to the apostles with all the graces given them, as well as all the truths exposed throughout the ages. Be among those who seek the truth, those who seek humility and a life hidden in me. Do not stop at the opinions of men. Rather, continue on until the truth has set you free. I will provide the discernment to sincere hearts, to those who only want to live the truth. I am with you in this pursuit, and I call you to go deeper and deeper yet, and shed the shackles of the past, and embrace the entire truth that is in my scriptures.